We now go to CCNN, the Credico Communist News Network. With the Republican primary all but over, all eyes are turning to the Republican candidate Willett Romney. For an analysis of this development, we now go to CCNN's correspondent, former President of the United States, George W. Bush. President Bush, with the Romney revolution rolling across America, who should he pick as his vice president?
First of all, I think if he's going to pick a man, I think Dick Cheney. Smart man. Romney's a pinhead.
And he's got his first heart?
He's got his heart now. His heart's good. Good heart.
Yep.
He made that pact with Satan. A good heart probably be around for both Romney terms, 8 years. You're going to get another heart, probably start a couple wars, you know. So I'd pick him. However, going to pick a woman, I'd pick Sarah Palin.
Well, she has all the qualifications. She works for Fox. She has a reality TV show. She knows the Kardashians. I mean, what more do you need?
Most important thing is, as John McCain said, she's got a nice rack. You need someone like that. You know, he's tired of Ann Rom to have her around. You know, makes him look smart. You need someone that makes you look smart. And that's what I was around to make President Cheney look smart.
And it worked for 8 years. I want to get to another topic. I want to talk about the silliness all the media is making about the Secret Service down in Colombia. When you know they were down there protecting President Obama from prostitutes, they were protecting him from cocaine. They were saving money from the United States. You heard the way they were bargaining with these people down there. What is everybody complaining about?
I don't think there's any reason to complain. They did the right thing. I think these guys have now, they're on a secret mission. They're CIA agents. Weren't really Secret Service. They were CIA agents. Do a job. Divert attention from the real issues. Normalization of relations with Cuba. And until we get the whole place back. And the drug war, the racist drug war. That was going to be a huge, huge issue. Both of them. And we needed something to divert attention. So the CIA dressed up as Secret Servant guys, did a bunch of blow, since they bring the blow in and know where the blow is. They got involved with these women. It's great. Everyone's talking about that. I think it's great. They did a nice job. God bless America.
Another good black flag operation.
Black bag job.
A black bag job.
You got to get black bags.
And it holds a lot of cocaine, those black bags, with the money. But listen, I want to get to our favorite television station, Fox Television, Fair and Balanced on Obama. I'm going to play a clip. Now, when Romney is eventually elected president, you're not going to see him. I know, it's over already. We're just going through the formalities. But here's one thing Romney will not be doing. He will not be going on an apology tour. Let's hear it on Fox.
Trust. Coming up on the show, saying sorry, apparently not the hardest part for President Obama.
All too often, the United States starts by dictating.
Remember the president's big apology tour? Will, Mitt Romney says he'll never apologize for America, so which is the right approach?
And that was his very first interview as president.
Mm-hmm. Apologize. Forget about it. I didn't apologize to that woman I killed. What's her name?
Which one?
The one down there that I executed. We had the barbecue afterwards. We had a big barbecue.
Down in Texas. Listen, you executed so many people. It's very hard to keep up. But listen.
Are you kidding? I was like my own German Blitzkrieg team.
Now, should we be apologizing for burning Korans or urinating on Afghan corpses or taking photographs with them? I mean, is that really?
Absolutely not.
Bring them on. Bring them on. Attack us. Bring them on. Attack us. Bring them on.
Okay, but listen, want to move on to the next person that I know you're there with. You always travel with America's mayor, Mayor Giuliani. And is he there with you?
This guy's a sick man. I gotta say, this is Bush, all this stuff about how gross conversation today. This guy's, I think he's back on the juice. It was great to be here. Nice to be here on Fox News Network. How you doing there, Mr. Caputo?
Oh, thank you. Mr. Giuliani, with the Romney revolution rolling on and they're looking for vice presidents, would you ever accept to be vice president for Willett Romney?
It'd be very difficult for me. I'm doing very well financially. Last week, we sold over 700,000 grams of 9/11 dirt. Make a lot, killing right now. Why would I do it? Why would I take that job? It's a step downward. You know, making money everywhere.
How's the business with taser guns?
Taser guns, wonderful. I love taser guns. Some guy was shot the other day. They're effective. They kill. They're better than bullets.
Better than
bullets because bullets, like, put holes in your head. Tasers, you know, it's like, you know, you get hit by a bolt of lightning. If you were to be killed, wouldn't you be killed by a taser gun than a gun?
Yeah, and it's been reported now in the papers now that there'll be an election for a new mayor here in New York City, and people are floating Ray Kelly's name. Would you endorse him and help him run for mayor and give him advice?
He's too far to the left for me, you know? Last year, he only stopped and frisked 1 million black people. You know, he's, like, being very soft. By now, I would have probably, you know, maybe 5 or 6 million, you know? There's still black people in the city every time I drive with my... with my friend in drag here, Judith Nathan. We always go up First Avenue, come down Fifth Avenue. Last week, we spotted 8 African Americans Upper East Side. So this guy is out of his mind. Out of his mind. He's still, they got to stop and frisk and put away. If you're going to stop and frisk, put them away. You know, maybe send all these black people to Liberia. I don't know. Get them out of New York City so, you know, we can move on.
I want to get back to more on the national picture because I understand that you are going to be backing Mitt Romney, and they say he has a problem with women. Could you advise him on the war on women, and what advice could you give to Romney about this alleged war that Republicans have on women at the moment?
Listen, I don't like women myself, so, but at least I put on a front. I put on a front. I have a guy, Judith Nathan, have him dressed in drag. This way it looks like I like women. You know what I mean? I like to be around women. I'm nice to her. Really slap her, maybe once a week, you know, really slap him. But I like to, you have to pretend that you like women.
And what was all this fallout about stay-at-home moms with butlers, drivers, cooks, and nannies? Why shouldn't they stay at home if they have all these people working for them and employing?
Well, that's where they should be. Women should stay at home, or, you know, that's exactly, there's nothing wrong with that. I shouldn't be outside working, you know what I mean, unless there's, you know. He shouldn't be working. Left to working with me.
Yeah, but he also said if you're on welfare and you're a single mother and you have a 2-year child, Romney says you
should get a 2-year prison term. Anyone that's on welfare and they have a child, 2-year prison term, automatic mandatory minimum sentence for anyone that has, you know, providing that they're black or Latino, 2-year prison sentence, and help out the economy. This is your way of helping out the economy. Create some jobs.
Well, you're listening to the Christmas Coup Comedy Players here, and we have a couple of...
as crazy as I've ever been. I'm out in California where it's very nice.
No,
listen. Malibu Beach is nothing but white people. It's wonderful.
You know what? We came on early, and I'm sort of running out of material, and I don't know if our... Do you think our audience could...
That last question, I realized you had run out of material.
Yes, that's... do you think...
Sanford Police Department.
Yeah, I want to report a suspicious black guy.
Okay.
Something's wrong with him.
How old is he?
Late teens. He's on drugs or something.
Can you tell us what he looks like? Give us a description.
Yeah, like skinny, like he's got a striped shirt and glasses and suspenders, and his pants are too short, and he's harassing a family.
Is this... are you describing Urkel? Are you watching Family Matters, sir?
Yes.
Sanford Police Department.
I was just at the Gap, and I want to report a rack of hoodies. A black guy was looking at them.
Sanford Police Department.
I want to report a pothole.
All right.
It's a pretty big pothole. It's going to damage some vehicles.
Okay, where is...
It's black.
What?
The pothole is black.
The pothole is black?
I mean, if I had to assign the pothole a race...
Okay, we have to keep this line free. Sanford Police Department.
I want to report a black guy beat up Rihanna.
George, Sanford Police Department.
I want to report some suspicious black guys.
Is this George?
No.
Who is it then?
is Gorge.
Gorge?
It's Gorge, Blimmerman.
Hang up the phone, George. Sanford Police Department.
Hello. I want to report some suspicious black guys.
George, hang up the goddamn... Sanford Police Department.
I want to report a guy abducted some children.
Okay.
It's a black guy.
Okay, do you know what he was wearing?
Like army clothes, and he had like a beard.
Okay.
And he turns the abducted kids into child soldiers.
Are you...
He's a bad guy.
Are you talking about Coney? The Coney video?
Yes.
Okay, look, we need to
I'm gonna buy a wristband.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Stimulus, it will be fabulous. Equifax and Freddie Mac and old Fannie Mae. Two never hear their names again will make us so gay. Yeah, it's overdue, I think, don't you? It's the debt forgiveness jubilee. Yeah, I realized one day I'd paid 20 times more than the cost of that computer that I bought at the store. And that was just interest, it never would end. Too late to just remember not to do that again. I thought we threw the money lenders out of the temple. Thought usury was a crime, stated clearly and simple. Well, it's cut up them credit cards. It's a debt forgiveness jubilee. Yeah, every few years, if I understand Christian, the land will lie fallow and debt is forgiven. You and your creditors share a big hug. Shake hands like good old sports, tear up them credit reports. Yeah, it's about time, not a moment too soon. If you're gringo or Hispanic, native or octoroon, well, it's a clean slate, by God, it's great. It's the debt forgiveness jubilee. Look it up on Google, the debt forgiveness jubilee.
Be dead soon, and there's transplant guys who came before you. Take a seat back there with the head wounds. We've got a lot of livers to do. All right, hello, sir. How are you tonight? Can I help you? It's well, it looks like your hand is missing. Were you born with one hand or two? If it's two, then that's pre-existing. You've got some real explaining to do. Next patient, please. Oh, my. Oh, that's it. That's too many kids. Take a few back. We can't cover you. All we can do is put a cork in you. Here's the thing, we're telling the voters, you want health care, sure, we'll give it to you. Shark attack, we'll need 2 weeks' notice. The price has grown humongous up here in the Congress. We've got a lot of fibbing to do.
Look who's here again.
We are back!
Bonjour!
It's the French couple.
We are not the French couple.
We are the couple from France.
Well, I guess you two are getting pretty excited about the upcoming presidential election.
Are you kidding? What do we care about Mitten and Barack?
No, I don't mean that election.
Oh, you mean Nicolas and François?
Yes, France might have a new president.
Who is a François?
François Hollande. He is a socialist.
And he has been given some rather high-profile endorsements.
Oh, yeah, like who?
Various members of Sarkozy's government have turned against him.
Dozens of economists and sportsmen have declared their support for the socialist Hollande.
But the icing on the cake came when it was revealed that the apparent joke last year that the former president Jacques Chirac would vote for Hollande was not, in fact, a gag.
Well, it doesn't sound like a joke.
Isn't a joke supposed to be funny?
Jacques Chirac really means it. He is going to vote for François Hollande.
And Jacques Chirac is a right-winger.
One of my favorite things about France is the socialism.
We both like the socialism.
It's nice to know that if you fall down and break your arm in France, it's free.
But it is not a reason to be clumsy.
A broken arm is not fun.
And it isn't funny.
Because a broken arm is not a joke.
In all of the movies of Jerry Lewis, there's not one broken arm.
Because it isn't funny.
And now we must go.
42 of the country's top economists support the socialists.
Sarkozy says we better elect him unless we want France to become Greece.
And there they go.
The French couple.
We are not the French couple.
We are the couple from France.
Thank you. Hey, guys. Will Durst here to say, remember way back when his own staffer said Mitt Romney had the convictions of an Etch-a-Sketch? Well, stand back, because as we speak, the former governor of Massachusetts is being flipped over and shaken so hard, the fillings and the back teeth of his whole family are starting to rattle and cascade like some great crumbling Utah butte. Fear not the rubble, little ones. This simply means we're entering general election territory. So anything Mitt Romney might have said during the primary no longer applies. We're beginning anew, reshuffling the deck. The winter of our discontent has been made glorious summer by this son of dork. Already the severely conservative former governor has turned into a moderate kind of a regular guy. Mr. Hyde has sunk down behind the lab island, and Dr. Jekyll risen to walk forward with an outstretched hand. Mr. It's okay to call Susan Fluke a slut is now the soul of chivalry. And the war on women was instigated by Obama. Never mind the hundreds of bills written and enacted across the country restricting the rights of women, wholeheartedly endorsed by the candidate. Never mind his previous statements on Planned Parenthood and birth control. And never mind he thinks Lily Ledbetter is an affliction of his youth successfully repressed. All that silly suffragette bashing has been offset by a single Democrat suggesting that Ann Romney might not be qualified to be her husband's economic strategist since she spent her working life running a tycoon's household. Maybe Alice from the Brady Bunch shouldn't be Secretary of the Treasury. Apparently, the presumptive nominee is taking a page straight out of the Karl Rove handbook and plans to run one of those I know you are, but what am I campaigns. Later to be partnered with the famous I'm rubber, you are glue ploy. Republicans love this third-grade playground strategy. You indict the other guy for exactly what you're guilty of. Go back to 2004 when a borderline deserter successfully accused a war hero of being a traitor. The theory being, if you can't convince the people, confuse them. As the writer is so fond of preaching, there's a very fine line between educated and confused. It's only a matter of time before the challenger accuses the incumbent of being a fat cat tool of Wall Street. Totally out of touch with normal people. Belongs to a funny religion. With a long history of extreme insensitivity to dogs. And he has cooties. For the CCCP, I'm Will Durst.
If there's no global warming, then why are the horseflies the size of my fist this year? You're listening to The Inner Side.
This is the United States of... America. And if you don't like it, you can vote for Obama.
Romney with balls.
I'm still pro-choice. You hate abortion more than you hate Obama? I didn't think so. Nobody does.
Not even fetuses.
Romney with balls. Romney with balls.
They say I won't do well in the South. Good. The South is awful. They've never heard of salad, teeth, or sleeves. The only thing I have in common with the South is we both love tying animals to cars. If you're from the South, why don't you go vote for the black guy? Yeah, try explaining that to the Grand Wizard.
Romney with balls.
Barack?
Yes, Michelle?
What do you think of... famous women who dress their daughters in the same outfits that they wear.
I don't know. What do you think, Michelle?
I think it's egotistical.
So do I. It's egotistical.
Of course, a healthy ego is good.
Very good. Healthy ego. Mm-hmm.
But what about the daughters' egos?
Yes. The daughters.
You don't want them losing their individuality by becoming little Xerox copies of Mom.
You don't want that. The daughters should remain individuals, not copies.
Maybe on special occasions.
Special occasions would be an exception.
Perhaps if it were National Dress Like Mom Day and the daughters wanted to dress like Mom.
There's a National Dress Like Mom Day?
No, there isn't, oh. Barack.
Mm-hmm.
But there could be.
National Dress Like Mom Day by executive order. Could be trouble.
It's a tribute to mothers, Barack.
Mm.
And we could have it be the Friday before Mother's Day.
What happened to thinking this was egotistical?
If you did it all the time, this is just once a year.
Well, what if you are a mother and you have a mother? Who do you dress like?
You dress like me.
Oh.
It's not Dress Like Grandma Day.
All right, Michelle. The first National Dress Like Mom Day will be held on the Friday before Mother's Day.
Thank you, Barack.
Mm-hmm.
A tribute to all mothers, especially me.
Yeah.
And if for some reason a child doesn't want to dress like her mother, she may choose instead to dress like me.
Oh, well, so it will also be National Dress Like the First Lady Day.
Unless you think it's too egotistical.
Oh, no, Michelle, not at all.
Me either.
There will probably have to be National Dress Like Dad Day, which could also be Dress Like the President Day, and kids could wear little black suits with flag pins, Michelle.
First things first, Barack. First things first.
So I can't skate, and I can't ski.
Yeah.
I'll make the team if I bribe the IOC.
Go for the gold and pay the man. Just use your Visa card and you'll get a perfect 10.
Yeah.
Though I'm a klutz,
yeah, yeah.
Wanna see my triple lutz?
No, no. We'll pay for this adventure. The courts will draw the line. We would accept a censure. Don't make us pay a fine.
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, no baloney. Everybody pay the big Zamboni. Ooh-ah, here's the nitty gritty. Utah has more crime than New York City.
This song has been brought to you by Wesson, the official palm oil of the Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah!
That was The Boy from Salt Lake City from the Capitol Steps. From the top, John McDonough with Randy Credico on CCNN. Red State Update, George Zimmerman 911 calls. Harry Shearer with Stand My Ground from Le Show. Debt Forgiveness Jubilee was Blue Canyon Satire. A Lot of Livers to Do from The Capitol Steps. The couple from France was Janet Coleman and David Dozer. Shaking the Dog, Will Durst. Romney with Balls from Red State Update. And Dressed Like Mom was David Dozer with Janet Coleman. This has been The Return of the End of Racism in America, Part 2, with the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Interside Radio Edition with me, Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Down with disease, 3 weeks in my bed, trying to stop these demons that keep dancing in my head. Down with disease, and I'm up before the dawn. 1,000 barefoot children outside.